Since joining the international sporting world in 1980, the Zimbabwean government has not invested a lot in sport, even though it has always expected good results. Now and then, Zimbabwean teams have been forced out of international participation as they could not afford the traveling costs involved. The financial situation within the sporting world has been getting worse by each day as the corporate world has not been supportive due to the harsh economic climate prevailing in the country. Even those who have been very supportive have been cutting their costs, as evidenced by Delta Beverages, who have reduced their sponsorship for the annual National Sports Awards from the initial 50,000 down to 20,000. Soccer analyst Moses Gunduza says the corporate world no longer has the capacity to sustain sport in the country due to the prevailing economic climate.
We are having problems with the sponsors. The companies are closing down. Companies are the one who were sponsoring way back. The number of the companies closing is getting high every day. The government must come in.
Even Pearson Mashona of the newly created Aero Modeling Federation of Zimbabwe believes only the government's financial involvement will help stimulate sport development. Zimbabwe's Warriors are joined top of the table in their qualifying group for the 2017 Africa Cup of Nations, but Zimbabwe National Soccer Supporters Association committee member Lazarus Banda says this dream might not be realized if there is no money. Viola Msariri from Special Olympics Zimbabwe says they are hoping for more support in 2016 after bringing home 12 medals from the 2015 World Games in Los Angeles.
This is the opportunity. We've seen what these athletes can do and would want you to come on board and be able to work with Special Olympics and offer these children an opportunity to showcase their abilities.
In response, the new sports minister, Makosin Tlongwane, has promised a better 2016. He says he has set up a meeting next week with the Minister of Finance, Patrick Chinamasa, with the view of having the government fund all national teams.
The Minister of Finance has agreed to meet with me next week to deal with issues of funding, especially for our national teams, to find a way forward. We have Olympics next year. We have our boys that will be traveling to Rwanda. We need to find a way of assisting those projects. Our actions and intentions around this area are anchored on the need to contribute to the realization of Zim Asset.
The sports minister says he'll also be pursuing with the Minister of Home Affairs, Ignatius Chombo, to say to it that sport receives its share from gaming as outlined by the Zimbabwe Gaming Act.
My ministry is working around the clock to ensure that our athletes who are dotted around the globe are supported so that they may be able to train and compete around the world without much of the challenges they faced in the past. I'm also undertaking to engage my colleague, the Minister of Home Affairs, so that we may receive a piece of the cake from the process of the gaming and lotteries as provided for in Section 43 of the Gaming and Lotteries Act.
Zimbabwe has a number of international engagements lined up in 2016, which the minister feels they need to be supported. The Zimbabwe national soccer team will be traveling to Rwanda in January for the African Nations Championship, better known as CHAN. The women's soccer team, the Mighty Warriors, also need to go into camp early in preparation for their 2016 Rio Olympic Games appearance. As if this is not enough, Zimbabwe will also be hosting the 2016 Under-19 Rugby World Cup. The question, however, is, does the government have the financial resources to finance such adventures when it is failing to pay bonuses to civil servants? Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.